Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
And welcome. You're tuned in to Starseed Energy Radio. Welcome back. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. I'm your host, Jonah Bolt. That was Soul Evolution coming off of the Pasha Ibiza album of 2009. And you're tuned into Starseed Energy Radio, and it is Friday, this February the 11th, 2011. A lot of stuff going on the last 2 weeks since we last had a broadcast. And joining us tonight, we have Joe and Jen from YouWantThis.org. One of the, if not the top ranking site in the world for Google. If you Google ascension symptoms or spiritual awakening symptoms, which we're going to get into tonight and go over the differences between the both of them, which is, there is a difference, which is new to me as well. So we're going to talk to them a little later in the program. And, we're going to talk about also, major things going on with Egypt, Morocco, Algeria, other countries. And we're going to talk about that later on in depth, but just want to touch on it a little bit so people get the real understanding of what's going on over there, because the media outlets of what's reporting over here has a totally different spin on it. What's happening over there, people are rising up against a regime, a government, quote-unquote, that's been in power for 30-plus years. And with the food prices and everything else that's been rising, these people have had enough. And it's not just there, it's globally. We've seen it in Greece, we've seen it in Spain, Ireland. We've seen it all over the world over the last year, and it's spreading. And I think, as well as others, it won't be long before it's here. Some other news that I noticed just the last couple of days, and this I haven't seen anywhere, and this, when I read it, just can't even believe that it happened, but it's part of what I've always heard from different programs and books and friends about the global elites and them trying to take over Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. into one tri-union. And just this last week that happened. The headline was, Obama creates world's first superstate with U.S. and Canada merger. What happened is we took control of Canada, and we are now officially a superstate with Canada. Not only that, but the London Foreign Exchange, their stock exchange, bought out the Canadian Stock Exchange. So in the same week, the Canadian citizens' land got stolen or given away to the U.S., and their economy got sold off to London, all within the same week. And both of these were kept out of the media from U.S. and also Canadian citizens. And it talks about that in the article. The Canadian article can be found at 4winds10.com, and the Obama creates the world superstate article can be found at whatreallyhappened.com. And check those things out, read over them, post them on Facebook, get the word out there, because these things have to be talked about, because this is specifically what they don't want us doing, is spreading what they're really doing behind everyone's back. So get the information out there. Check out these websites. They're the same websites I always go over, whatreallyhappened.com, whatdoesitmean.com, earthfiles.com, therawstory.com. Check these websites out. You know, read the real news. Don't listen to the CNN, the Foxes, and the BBCs, and the filtered outlets that are all, you know, really, really controlled and manipulated by the governments. One of the things I noticed, and you don't see this too often, and I noticed this with CNN, is their Anderson Cooper recently. I don't know if anyone else caught this, but he apparently him and his crew got beat down in the middle square there in Egypt, and Anderson Cooper took a couple punches to the face, and so did his crew. So it looked like it pissed him off to a point where he actually is saying how things are, and in his show this past week has been talking about how Mubarak and his VP are all just a bunch of thugs, and no one's really reporting on what's going on out there. So it's good to see someone actually have an awakening, sort of, say, 'cause I've always personally thought Anderson Cooper was a cookie cutter, you know, reporter. So it's good to see that, you know, going to an event like that and even having something maybe traumatic happening to him, that traumatic event to him had a turnaround where he now is trying to spread the truth of what's going on. So it's good to see that. So hopefully this continues with Anderson Cooper and he continues fighting, you know, for and helping the Egyptian people with what their struggles are now. So that was pretty interesting, I noticed in the last week with Anderson Cooper. Also going on, this is just something we always talk about here, and we talked about it a lot with Paul Pantone last week, is the chemtrails. This is something that is just continues to flood not only just my emails but all over different outlets of the news sources that I've seen. And this has been getting so just out there. And still, I have not seen any major media coverage of it. I haven't seen anything out in the open, anything on the CNNs, the Foxes. I've seen weathermen make fun of it. I've seen people give excuses for what it is, but I haven't seen anyone really attack the issue and get forefront with it. And it just blows my mind because there's so much information out there. I mean, just Google chemtrails, just YouTube chemtrails. Check these websites out, aircrap.org. Educate-yourself.org. Educate yourself. Check these websites out. Do your own research. You know, I was never the person, I'm still not the person to take anything at face value. I want to look up everything myself and check things out for myself and find out the answers for myself. And that's what I encourage everyone to do when they listen to this show. Check these things out yourself, because I just found it the same way everyone else does. We're only human. We want to check these things out for ourselves, so I encourage you to do so. Also, the news this week was a huge, huge sighting in Jerusalem. And why I say huge is not because of the mass of the type of ship it was or how big it was. Huge in regards to the timing of it, to the regards of the place of it, and to the regards of how many people took video of it. Starting with the place of where it took place the sighting of over the Dome of the Rock, which is in Jerusalem, in the Holy Land. And over the years of reading different things and prophecies in some of the Nostradamus and End Times things, I always remember hearing about that there was something hidden or beneath the Dome of the Rock that in End Times would have to be removed or something of that sort. So when I first saw this video of the UFO coming down from the sky and hovering about 50 feet above the Dome of the Rock, that's initially what struck me, was that something was going on and it was connected to that. Now, four different people took videos of it. It's really, really highly unlikely you have four different separate people take videos of a UFO sighting, especially one that's 1 a.m. in the morning like this. As you know, or if you don't know, UFO sightings usually, mostly all the time, specifically take place for a specific person, for a specific event, for a specific time, for a specific reason. So the fact that four different people all took videos, it was not by chance. It happened for a reason. So there is a lot more meaning behind this Jerusalem UFO sighting. I think you should check it out. Check out the videos to it. Do your own research, because there's definitely a lot more than meets the eye behind this one UFO sighting. It's been all over the news. It's been all over the blogs. There's been a lot of attention given to it. There's a reason for it. So that was a really cool UFO sighting. It's some of the best footage I've ever seen. So I encourage you to check that out as well. Also announced by SETI this week, which is huge news, which is as well as having not seen it in our news media outlets here, is that SETI finally picked up a signal. They declared a possible ET signal. It's official. And they actually have, if you check the NASA.gov website, you can check it out, and you can actually see a picture of the signal there. So I'm not going to spend too much time on that because, obviously, I mean, myself included, and probably most of the listeners already know, we're obviously not alone. And, you know, for something like that, it's, you know, ridiculous. But for the people who are still closed-minded and not open to the fact that we are not alone, that's great news for them. Guess what, guys? SETI picked up his signal. Enjoy. Anyways, moving along to the magnetic pole shift. Now, this is something we've been talking about since the beginning of the year, since the animals have been dying. And this article came out 4 days ago on Wednesday. Excellent, excellent article. Check it out. It's at salem-news.com. And not only does it talk about the magnetic pole shifting, but it talks about the superstorms that are now being created because of the pole shifting. And this is what people really need to understand, is that it's not just the pole shifting that's happening right now and the earthquakes and tsunamis and everything else that's generated from the pole shifting. It's these superstorms that are going to be generating that are crippling our food supply. And people don't realize how delicate the food supply is. We touched on this last week, how many countries are in riots and upheaval right now because of the food supply and the prices. But food supply is very low right now. And with all these superstorms hitting our planet right now, all over the planet, we're going to have very, very low food supplies coming in the coming months. And that is why we talked about this last week. Obama and the UK president have now issued orders to put both of our armies on alert for spring for food riots. And that's official. That is in the news. That was headlines. So if you haven't heard anywhere else, you heard it here. Get ready, because there's possible food riots coming here. As part of this deal, talking about the Canadian and the U.S. deal, part of this deal, I also read that the defense has now taken over Canada's defense forces, and they're going to be using their defense forces to patrolling our streets for quote-unquote terrorism. So anyone who's ever talked about martial law and how would our own troops, you know, come into our own houses, and how would our own troops or our own families come into our homes and shoot us or try to take our weapons away, well, this is how they're going to do it. They're not using our troops. They're going to use Mexican troops. They're going to use Canadian troops. This is old news. But it's in the news now. So old news to me, new news to people that need to see it in the news to get it. It's now in the news. This is official. We now have control over Canada's military, and we have joint operations set up already with them and have been doing it with them, and now it's official. We have control of them to be used to be put in our streets here in case of martial law. So not too good. And moving along, just one more thing I want to touch on before we go to Joe and Jen with youwantthis.org. But so something also that came up big in the news this week, and this is something that's obvious to me or anyone who pays attention to the weather around there, but it is now a fact that half of the northern hemisphere is covered in snow and ice. And this is from the dailymail.co.uk. It was front page. Half of the hemisphere is blanketed, covered in snow and ice. If that is not more of a sign of a pole shift, then I don't know what is. And now we're going to tune in a little bit to another track off the album from Ibiza, off the Pacha album. And this next track is going to come to you called, I believe it's If You Want This. And the song is Whatever We Do. And when we come back, we'll be joining us is Joe and Jen. We're going to talk about ascension symptoms, spirituality, and spiritual symptoms. Welcome back. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. That was Whatever We Do. I love that track. That guy is jamming out with a harmonica. That's why I love electronic and house music, because you can bring any style, any type of music into it and just make music. It's beautiful. So that guy was jamming out a harmonica. I love that track. Whatever We Do. And joining us on the show now, we have Joe and Jen from youwantthis.org. And are you guys on the line? You with us?
Right here.
Awesome. Joe and Jen, thank you for joining us. How are you guys doing this evening?
We're doing great.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks.
Good. And this is the first time I spoke to Jen. So, Jen, thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to meet you. And, Joe, we've spoken a little bit before. Thank you. So I want to start off with talking about probably the biggest thing that's in the news and what's going on with Egypt right now. And what are your guys' thoughts, feelings, and you know, ideas of what's going on with Egypt right now?
Well, it's very clear that, you know, that's a obviously a gateway there. And has recently been upgraded with an influx of light. And as you can see, the result was nearly instantaneous. I don't know how many days it was, for 14 or 18, 19 days, I'm not sure. But you basically have just completely taken out the old government and come in with the new, and basically done the entire flip, right? And we use that expression a lot. But, you know, that's a real good indication of how quickly things can change with the new energy and everything that's going on.
Correct. And that's what I really want to focus on is that what people don't really realize is a major part of this is the energy that's hitting the Earth right now. That's allowing this to happen, I should say, so quickly.
Yeah, there's no question because the energy is really two things that it brings in a higher vibration, of course, right? But also it brings up your awareness and your consciousness, right? And a lot of things that we thought were the norm or just the way things were, that's the way life works, you know, is being uncovered. Jennifer, you know, calls it hidden truths a lot, and that's really what it's about when you start to recognize these things that are no longer acceptable, that aren't true, and you start recognizing these things, and then you have the the energy to kind of back you to make those changes, and it's where it just can't go forward any longer, right? And that happens in our personal lives. It's going to happen on a global basis. But there's just certain things that were acceptable before that's just not acceptable any longer, and you just can't deal with it. It's just not allowed any further.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important for me, for you, for all of us, anyone who's awakened, to tell the next person to awaken. Because now is the time, I mean now is the time literally, but now is the time that if you are awakened, just the slightest bit awakened, and you run with it, there's so much energy backing it right now. Just look at Egypt. That's exactly what happened. Now is the time to take that chance and get awakened, because there's so much backing to back the energies right now that it's going to be that much more of a pleasant ride for you, an experience, if anything. Now, I also want to talk about your website, youwantthis.org. Tell us exactly how that came about, where you guys came up with that from.
Jim, I'm going to let you take that one.
Well, we'll just say briefly, because we kind of get a kick out of this, because of all the things I, Jen, am somewhat technology challenged, if you will. And so the reason we get a little bit of kick out of that question is the fact that that I put up that website one day, and quite frankly, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure exactly how I did that. But it was just done, and I remember when I told Joe it was up and we were working on, you know, trying to get some content, get more of some content and things like that on there, I just remember the look on his face, because it was like, well, that was impossible for me to have put that website up. But it did come about that way. And as far as the name of our website, You Want This, we have to tell you that in the very beginning that was that was deemed to be the name, and quite frankly it was somewhat uncomfortable for both Joe and I. We weren't really crazy about that name. We didn't really understand that, but there was definitely a force behind that at the time that said, you know what, this is to be the name of the website. Luckily at that time we at least knew enough to know to just let that go and let that be as it is until it, you know, more was revealed, if you will. So yeah, like I said, it was, gotcha. It was just kind of a, you know what, this needs to be done. Bam, there it was done. Quite frankly, I can't remember exactly how I did that. I could probably not do it again.
You know, the interesting thing too for us is that it's been a few years back now, and you know, I love this woman dearly, but she has a little technology challenge, right? I mean, getting an email out sometimes is a challenge. So she put this site up, right, and we couldn't figure out why we're doing it, so we put it up. No, you know, no objective with it or anything other than we knew we had to put it up. And so it's been a couple of years, and what's happened, what was revealed to us in the fall, we never tracked it or did any analytics or seen how many visitors we had, anything like that. And then what we had was, it was shown to us that it's been spotted all over the world. And now that thing has set there, Google and all the major search engines has run their bots all through it. And any place in the world, if somebody types in spiritual awakening, ascension, symptoms, something like that, we're going to pop up one or two on the first page. And so it kind of shows you how things, you know, will work out for you. And a lot of things that that you don't realize that you've done in your past will actually may play very heavily in the future. But it's been an amazing thing. We've got 20 or 30,000 people, you know, hitting to the site this year. We're on pace to probably double, maybe considerably more than that. So it just shows, when you're talking about now's the time. I mean, we've been at this for a number of years, since the day we met, actually probably 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago. And now it really is, this really is the time. We literally are at a fifth dimensional vibration. I mean, we've hit that. We have been there for a few months now. And, you know, everything is divine timing based on the higher aspects of yourself and what you've got planned. But the mass is coming
online. That's one thing I wanted to touch on, and Jen said this before, and you guys keep saying this is, you know, we were told we should call it this, and I don't even know how I did it, but I had the information. I put the information on the site. For people that don't know, when you get information channeled to you, you know, that's the content that's on the site. Explain exactly what that is. When you had the awakening, when you found that this is your mission and you switched, you know, I know what that's like because I've had that experience. But for people that don't know what it's like, you know, what was that experience? Explain that, when you got it, when you were activated, when you were switched on, you got it, and you started receiving this information. What was that like for you? Either Joe or Jen, either one of you?
Well, I really feel like this may be a little bit different for different folks too. I was one that, I will say briefly, has been somewhat tuned in from birth and not realizing that, kind of been led that way my entire life without conscious awareness of it. And when this actual awakening / ascension / awareness, whatever it is that you want to refer to, and of course that's a feeling, that's an emotion too, with an experience, is gradual, very gradual to me. But the bottom line is it is very, very personal and very, very emotional, and it is one thing to say, I know something to be true, I believe something to be true, this is a fact, or this is a scientific fact, or this is something we've accepted in a third dimensional reality as a fact. It's a whole nother boogie to know and experience a truth, regardless of what it may be deemed to be in the so-called reality around you, or what others may view it to be. But when a truth, an absolute truth, resonates through your being, that is an indescribable experience, and one in which everyone just knows. It's not really something I don't feel personally in a way that I could really put a correct definition to or description to, but it is definitely an experience that is undeniable.
Yeah,
personal.
One thing I want to add that, which is we're seeing a lot of right now. When this first started happening, I was not like that. I was clueless. I was into the 3D. I was the next stockbroker. You know, I had my whole life, you know, kind of figured out. Next thing you knew, I was just dumbfounded and completely blocked. So if you're feeling blocks out there and your life is not working out the way your mind had thought it was going to, this causes some discomfort. And I went through a lot of discomfort at first, because I was used to being able to manifest in a 3D reality. And the first thing I did from a higher aspect of myself was shut that down. And you'll get these you'll know internally, right? And you know, the first things that people say is, first of all, am I going crazy? And then they feel like they're alone. Well, I can assure you, neither one of those things are true. I really had to go through all the nuts and bolts and research every little piece of it, because I'm kind of an analyst mind, right? So I had to really beat this thing down to prove it to myself. But that was my way. You know, now it's like Jonah. I mean, you can fast track and jump start this thing and come online literally, because you know it is on and it's happening very quickly. And you know, the nice thing is that there's not just us out there, but there's several pegs, if you will, out there that you can reach out to. Hit that grid, find somebody that you vibrate with, that you can relate to, and get this information, because we really didn't have this information. I mean, we were, first of all, hey, we're awakening. What's that all about? And it's like, well, we're both awakening, which did help, because it's like, well, we both could be going crazy at the same time, so that set my mind aside some. You know, but now it's like, okay, we're awakening. It's like, okay, well, why are we awakening? Oh, wow, okay, there's an ascension. What? Or you're bringing, you know, Earth to a fifth-dimensional level, bringing Earth to heaven, right, not the other way around. And, you know, now people are coming online, getting activated, awakening, recognizing that there's something going on, stepping out there. And I guarantee there's 20 or 30 people on our site right now from the other side of the world, and they're looking up spiritual awakening symptoms, because they know internally, that something is going on, and they'll know immediately, because now they're on our site or somebody else's site, and they'll know immediately it's about the ascension of the planet, where, you know, a lot of us, and you know, 7 years ago, 10 years ago, were kind of going, so what's this all about? So it's a very fast track time right now. And it's just the way everything was planned out to be. So when anybody that's coming online, it's coming online exactly when they're supposed to be coming online.
Yeah,
and that's one of the things that I focus on, you know, with the way I come across with people in my generation is they need to get it quick, they need to get it now, and they need it, you know, especially us, because we get it very quickly. You know, I always say we don't need the documentaries, we don't need this, especially the younger ones. They get it, and they get it very quickly.
Yeah, they're wired that way.
Yes.
So they're wired that way. You know, anyone born after, I think it was in 99, they're born with pure crystalline DNA. So, you know, they're fine through ascension and they get it. And I have friends, their kids can just close their eyes and they could just go to other dimensions and other planets. They you know, they're wired like that.
Yeah, we have a grandson, to show my age a little bit, not Jennifer's, by the way. So my 3D age, but we have a grandson that way too. But you know, one thing that you will recognize or you'll start seeing is what I refer to as having a 5D experience in your 3D reality, and it could be your ears ringing or hearing tones, which has been very prominent for us. But there's lots of different symptoms that you can check out on our site. There's other places out there too to start going through that. But the thing is to get past the "Am I awakening? What's this all about?" and get past that and start just kind of settling in, and as soon as you settle in, the better off you're going to be, and just kind of take it as it comes, because it's going to be in perfect timing.
Well,
it's going to be laid out.
You said it because you have to settle in, because everyone's going to experience this shift.
Yes.
Everyone's going through the void. It doesn't matter if you're in some hardened bunker 50 miles underneath the earth. You're going through the void. It doesn't matter if you're up in the mountains. You know, everyone's going through it. And if you're not mentally, if you're not prepared mentally, you're going to have problems. And that's all it's about for me, is I'm dropping seeds in the back of their mind. Because if they don't want to hear it now, at least when shit hits the fan, if they think about it, at least they'll have somewhat preparedness in the back of their mind.
Absolutely, because no matter what, this is going down with everybody. There is with everybody. And I don't remember who put it best. Someone, though, I'd read one time online, I just cracked up, because it was my suggestion is you just go along soft and easy. But that really is the way that it is. Not to scare anybody, because it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yes.
But as you were mentioning, Jonah, you know, especially you know, for some who may be taken aback a little bit, you know, with the whole thing, you know, it's to just let them know exactly what it is that actually is going on. This is nothing to be afraid of. This is nothing to recoil from. This is the most wonderful thing in the world. But if you don't have a clue as to what's going on, it can be a little offsetting.
If you don't have any idea of what's to come, you're gonna experience and you're gonna have problems, and mm-hmm. and when you get to 5D, you're gonna manifest something really bad, because out of fear, because yeah. you're just not mentally prepared, and that's the biggest thing to me, is just spreading the awareness and just getting the idea and the concept out there, just to people, because yeah, exactly. the information's out there. I mean, it is what it is. It's happening. I mean, it's in the news. It's mainstream right now. There's no denying it. From how I see it, there's no denying it, especially how mainstream and how public it is with everything that it is right now. And even friends of mine have been saying recently their sleeping hours between 2 and 4, they haven't been sleeping. And even the last month, I've gotten 3 or 4 friends just on Facebook alone saying that. And yes. Everyone's feeling these energies.
Who are not, are more mainstream, let's just say, and family members too. And all of a sudden, they're seeing 11-11, and they're asking us questions. And all of a sudden, they're wait a second. So the awareness is definitely rising, and whether they realize it consciously or not, they're rising.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's because of everything that's happened, the energy. And what's hitting the earth right now, but it's also because of the information that's out there. I mean, even on ancient aliens and things like that, the information is pouring out. People just need to look for it, and it's there. The problem is no one wants to look for it. Everyone's just a bunch of sheeple.
It's been dripping for years, and more, yeah. Especially the last year, wouldn't you say, Jen?
Oh my goodness! Absolutely, absolutely. Well, as the time has sped up, all of this has sped up the dripping within our society. But we can definitely go back and, in time here and look at where that all began. But this is one of the things that we're diligently. I say we're working on. We're not working on. It's actually being provided through us. Is somewhat of a guide and somewhat of some assistance on exactly what it is that's going on an individual level, on a planetary level, what to expect, how to handle certain things. So we hope to have something, published here soon for anybody and everybody that feels like they might need a little bit of guidance.
That's a lot of people right now.
Yes.
And that's what I always talk about, not just with people and on the show, is that what's happening is amazing. There is people, there is not even people, but beings from all over the universe here just to watch what's happening.
Oh, listen, man, this is the party of parties. No yeah. question about it. And, and everybody's like, one of the things I want to do on the site, and Joe, we appreciate your help and insight on the site, too, is why so serious? Because we get so caught up in it, right? We're all about love and transmuting these lower vibrations and bringing truth to the planet. And then I stop sometimes and say, wait a second, man. This is going to be the party of all everybody's. Everybody's watching this thing, man. Everybody's watching it.
And that's when, when I tell people, friends of mine, when I wake them, I'm like, dude, you don't understand. There's hundreds of thousands of motherships orbiting the planet. There's some ships so big that they have to park by Jupiter because they'll mess up the Earth's gravitational pull. I mean, these are truths that I have learned to be as facts, and these are real, and people need to learn this and embrace that. Like, not only that, but me, you, Joe, Jen, we got front row seats to this thing.
Yes.
You're going to watch us.
We've been talking about standing in the queue. We've been standing in the queue right all this time, and all of a sudden they just now dropped the rope down, and we're starting to shuffle in a little bit. But the doors are getting ready to swing wide open, man.
Yes, yeah. They're that's what people don't realize. They're our family. They're here to support us, love us, help us, and finally, we will be able as a family to join them as a galactic family. Once we get to 5D. And that's this. If people just understood the concept of how beautiful and great this was, just what you said, there would be no fear. There is no fear.
Absolutely. And one of those things that helps too. One of those things that really well, I'll just say helps is the remembrance, because that does come too. And I know I'm hearing right now. I'm hearing the questions out there of referring to that. And the answer is yes. You do start absolutely to remember. So, this is quite a wild ride. This is quite a wild ride.
I've been getting deja vu like that the last month personally, like a couple times a day or whatever. I'll feel that I have done this before.
Absolutely.
This meaning in general, like I've lived through a time period where I know there's a time approaching where it's the end and I'm going to ascend. And I've done this before. And I've never had deja vu like that in my life. And it's been happening just this last month, and I've been feeling that myself.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great point, because the fact is that you have done this before.
Yes.
You know, I had that experience, you know, myself, and it came very clear to me. You could do this. You've done this before, right? You can do this. Mm. You've done this before. So, but, you know, it's interesting you said that, because this, you know, it's like a couple of days ago I was messing around with some jewelry we were putting on a crystal, and we were kind of swapping out some necklaces and stuff. And I started messing with it, and I kept having trouble with this thing. I couldn't get the end of it. Kept breaking off. I thought, what is the deal with this? What's the meaning here? Because there's something in everything, I promise. And I looked down there, and it dawned. And I remembered, you know what? I remembered that I make jewelry. I'm into you know, having a certain aspect of myself. To body decorations is what came through my mind at the time, and Jennifer had a similar experience too. But even on a much grander scale, when you remember a much bigger part of who you are, you know, those things should be looked at and cherished and not be afraid of. It's the unknown.
Yes.
Jennifer, why don't you explain a little bit of that, about the awe versus fear, real quick?
Well, about the unknown.
Yeah, in the awe versus fear.
Yeah, because here's the thing. The way it was presented to me was being prepared. It was not in order to install fear, but being prepared for that moment of absolute, total stepping within the awe. And the difference in preparedness is you're not looking for fear, you're looking for awe. And if we're not prepared for that, we do react with that human aspect of ourselves that would react with fear. But when we have gone through all the tiny little facets of this ascension process, because truly it's the ascension process, the awakening is but momentarily, okay? It is the ascension process that we journey into. And that is quite an extensive journey to hit that point to where we understand complete awe. Because here's the irony of it. We spend this entire time to know ourselves, okay? We want to know ourselves, that point of self-actualization, whatever you want to call it. But the truth is, all we did was go through all of that so that we could then unknow ourselves. Because that right there is the absolute key to all of this, is in the unknowing.
Yeah, no question about that.
Yeah, and that's it's a hard concept for people to get and to understand. So it's a lot. I mean, even as much as you guys know, and as much as I've learned, there's so much more out there and so much more to learn. They're very hard concepts to wrap your head around.
Absolutely. You know, well, and one thing to keep in mind is, for sure, no matter what, more shall be revealed, and that you can always rely on that.
Sure. And we have a caller, a couple of callers. We're gonna take a call right now, and I think he has a question for either Joe or Jen. His name is Dimitrik, and Dimitrik, you on the line?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a question for Joe or Jen? You with us?
Yes, I have a question. I heard you recently just talking about spaceships are hovering around the Earth.
Correct. Uh huh.
Where are you getting this information? How do you know this?
Well, as we were talking about earlier, when you get to a certain point where you hear, learn, or experience certain things, and you have certain things resonate with you, as you know it's truth, that's when you learn certain things. As I said before, everyone's experiences are different. So what one person's truths may be for some person, they might not be for yours. So what my truths may be may not be truth for you, but it's all in researching and experiencing and talking to people.
If I look out, I mean, per se, I look out with my telescope, look out there. I mean, nobody's seeing this. I mean, I know. I mean, I hear you say troops are independent, but troops are troops are troops no matter whose opinion it is. I mean, troops
If they don't mind me just chime in here. First of all, you've got to, you know, you're looking at the different vibrational levels, right?
Yeah.
And speeds, right? So
yeah.
You're not going to see coming from a, let's say, a fourth dimensional vibration level, look at something that's vibrating at a 5D level. You're just not going to be able to see that, right? So that's part of it, but Jonah hit it right on the nail on the head.
Yeah,
I've never technically seen a ship, but I will promise you on everything that's holy that they're out there and they're a much bigger part of this than anybody ever fathomed. And I saw that very early on. That was one of the first things that was shown to me 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah, but Joe is absolutely right, and that's something that I'd like to interject real quick, too, is this universe is made up of varying frequencies and vibrational speeds. I mean, that's what the whole boogie is really about. When we say we're ascending, to be literal, we're literally ascending from what is deemed to be a third dimensional vibrational speed to one that is now considered D5. Okay, and what can be seen within one vibrational speed and another are two whole different things. So depending on where an entity is and all different kinds of other factors, too, is going to depend on what you're picking up on and what you may not be at any given particular moment in time and space.
Correct. Dimitri, to make it are you still with us, Dimitri?
Yes.
Okay, to make it easy, it's like the Hubble telescope. You're looking at the Hubble telescope at different planets. We're looking at the Hubble telescope in 3D eyes. We're not looking at the Hubble telescope in 5D. Once you got to understand there's different dimensions, and in the different dimensions, there's multiple other realities. So we're looking at everything through 3D, through a 3D Hubble telescope. We're not seeing the other dimensions and other realities that are really going on around us. So in finding how do I know things are truth, it's from personal experience and from finding things myself that resonate with me. So that would have to find... You know, you'd have to find that from yourself and doing your own research and finding what resonates with truth as you.
Well, I mean, how do we test this? I mean, for a claim to be examined, it has to be testable, observable, and falsifiable. How do you test this to be true? I mean, how do you?
Interesting. I have to interject here real quick too, because it's interesting, Dimitri, what you just said. Bless your heart. But even right there, what you just said is a third dimensional belief system that says it has to be this, that, or the other. It may or may not.
Well, I mean, if we're using that type of logic, then
one thing I will promise you, I was as logical and analytical and as 3D minded as you could possibly be. That's why I had such a struggle. It felt like a struggle. It was exactly the way I had planned it previously, incarnating this time. But you can talk. What's it like to be in the presence of the ultimate high vibration, right? Well, you could talk about that all day long, but there is no way you're going to ever even remotely do it any kind of justice, right? And if you're looking at these things, the thing is, you're going to have to, as Jennifer said perfectly earlier, unknow yourself and unknow things. Your problem is your mind is the block, the mind is the block, the mind is the block. It always is, right? It always
what
is.
That,
because
what does
it
that
thinks,
mean to unknow yourself?
It's got control. It thinks it's you. Right, it thinks it's part of you, which is it's just not. It's a tool, and it's your consciousness that's part of you. So if you can let your mind give it a break and say, you know what, maybe we don't know, quit being a doubter, as I used to call it, and set it to the side and say, you know what, just sit back and be an observer like me, and let's just see what shakes out. That will help move things along. But you'll these things are going to happen for you, Dimitri, regardless, and whether it be. Whether it has anything to do with Planet ET, which is the planet, which is kind of the blue planet we've got set out here, or not. But it's the mind is the block, and I write about that on my bio. If you want to check that out on our page, because I really came from a really staunch analytical logic. This is the way it is. If you can touch it, it's real. If you can't, it's not. And that's the way I was. I would have never in a million years thought I'd be having this conversation. But when you get the call, you get the call, and once you're awake, you're not going back to sleep.
Right. Well, I mean, even things that you can't touch, you can still test. I mean, there's ways to still, I mean, even like with an atom, you can't see them, but you can still test it. You can still prove that it exists.
Sure. Well,
how do you
then you get
this claim
into, I
right
mean,
here?
If you want to get into that, you get into quantum physics, quantum mechanics, which if you get into quantum physics, quantum mechanics, everything we're talking about is real, you know, because the quantum physics, quantum mechanics proves that the you know, gravity and the scientific system that we have now is just based upon, you know, gravity, which is, you know, just another form of 3D. It's, and quantum physics, quantum mechanics goes into the different realities and possibilities. There's infinite possibilities and realities. So it's
but
really
physicists the aren't talking about spaceships hovering around Earth. I mean, they're not making these same claims.
I'm sorry.
Just give them time, okay?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Just give them time.
I said physicists aren't making these same type of claims. They're not talking about spaceships hovering around Earth. They're not. I mean, they do this work all day. They're not talking about these things.
Sure, but you got to also, you know, tune into to who you got to listen to. You may not be listening to the right people, but all the people that I listen to and tune into, Dimitri, are talking about this stuff. All the people that I have been awakened and tuned into now are in tune with this stuff and resonate.
And in the academic
them.
World, where do they stand?
The
physicists
are awakened or not.
Yeah, and this is happening so quickly now that Dimitri, I believe you're going to witness, in the sense that what you're describing, I understand you're wanting to witness in that physical, you know, 3D aspect, and that is going to happen. Now, one thing I will say is, don't take any expectations into the future, because nothing is going to appear the way you would expect it to. Nothing is going to look as it seems, but I can promise you this, all will come to fruition.
Mm.
And in the very near future, because this is speeding up very quickly. I would just throw out there right now, how many people listening could say that over the last couple of years they feel like time has sped up?
Sure. It's not even the physical signs as well like that, but even in the news, like I've been talking about the last 6 months, even just Cairo coming out of Egypt, you know, the head archaeologist there in Cairo is saying that the pyramids were not built by humans. That's huge news. It was not reported in the media, but it came out of Cairo. It came out right before the protests about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
This is real news. And not only that, but they also said that beneath the pyramid is something not of this world. And that's quote unquote. You can Google that. You know, these are headlines. These are news that these are real events that are happening. You know, these are real things that are coming out. It's a big change. The shift is really happening. The pole shift is happening. There's tons of articles and stuff also, Dimitri, on youwantthis.org, also starseedenergyradio.com. There's plenty of links and sites and everything, information on there for you. But we are out of time, so I want to thank Joe and Jen for joining us tonight. You guys have any last things to say to anybody?
Well, I just want to thank you so much for having us on. And like I said, we just hope to get some more information out there just as soon as it's deemed possible for us to do so.
That's it. That's it. We just keep spreading the love and light one at a time. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for having us. And again, check out their website. It's www.youwantthis.org. And again, starseedenergyradio.com. There's links and everything on there for you. And we're going to end this evening with a little Avenue L'Amour off the album Pacha Biza. So thank you for joining us, February 11, 2011. And tune into us next Friday, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music.
Dans la maison trop grande et trop vide, dans la rue devenue déserte, dans Paris qui n'est plus qu'un boulevard de centre, de centre. Paris qui n'est plus qu'un boulevard du centre. vide, dans la rue devenue déserte, dans Paris qui n'est plus qu'un boulevard de sang.
Dans Paris qui est plus qu'un boulevard de